You are about to hear The Real Facts About Ethiopia by J.A. Rogers, narrated by Will Stoff. Forward. The chief danger to the white man arises from his arrogant contempt for other races, a contempt which in America is mixed with fear and hate, and which has provoked fear and hatred in return. Europeans have recently enjoyed a fair advantage over their rivals, which they have abused without the slightest regard for justice and fair play. This advantage will not be theirs in the future. Dean Ng, The White Man and His Rivals. You are forcing on the world the coming struggle between Asia, all Asia against Europe and America. You are heaping up material for a giant day of reckoning. You are deaf to the voice of reason and fairness, and so you will be taught with the whirling swish of the sword when it is read. Ahmed Abdullah. For the past four centuries, the European, or white race, has been colonizing in all the lands of the darker races, thanks to its superior developments and death-dealing implements and the marked difference in the color of its skin. It was enabled to set itself off as a superior race and to indulge in an orgy of plunder, murder, and extermination. This happening in the very lands of the colored peoples wounded their pride, aroused their deepest hate, and created in the hearts of darker peoples, totally unknown to one another, a common hostility to white peoples. For centuries, this animosity slumbered like a volcano, bursting at times into revenge, as in the attacks on missionaries, the Indian Mutiny, or the Zulu Uprising. Then two events came to arouse a unifying consciousness: Black Ethiopia's defeat of White Italy in 1896 and Colored Japan's victory over White Russia in 1905. The growing resentment of the darker race against white supremacy stirred the far-seeing thinkers. White writers, hostile to the darker peoples, as Putnam Wheel, J.W. Gregory, Lothrop Stoddard, and Maurice Murrett, and others friendly to them as Sir Harry Johnston, Jean Finot, Dean Ng, and Sir Leo Money, saw a conflict and even a war between the races. Colored writers as Ahmed Abdullah of Afghanistan and W.E.B. Boyce of America have foreseen the same. Whether this prediction will come true remains to be seen. But in this threat of Italy against Ethiopia, another and very definite stage of colored opposition to white injustice has been reached. In this unjustified aggression against the last stronghold of black civilization, the darker peoples of the world see a challenge to their very existence. These darker races outnumber the white 4-1. Two of the three foremost nations of the world, Britain and France, are almost wholly dependent upon the cooperation of their colored subjects. Of the 500 million people in the British Empire, 430 million are colored. In the French Empire, 125 million of the 170 million are. Of the 160 million inhabitants of Africa, less than 3 million are white. The sentiment of the white or near-white North African is anti-white and distinctly African. The blacks of Africa outnumber the whites 60-1, and in some sections 100-1. From the poison of this universal color line, Britain will suffer the worst effect. This seems only just, as she has been the first, the chief, and the strongest builder of the color line. So firmly did Britain lay the foundations of this evil in the American colonies that centuries later it still defies all attacks of intelligence, common sense, and humanity. So thoroughly did Britain teach her offspring, the United States, the lesson of racial discrimination and exploitation that the United States, with her lynching and burnings alive of black people, was, prior to Mussolini's threat against Ethiopia, the foremost agent in keeping alive the resentment of the colored races against the white, the foremost in keeping open the wounds of race hate. A war in Africa, whichever way it goes, will be disastrous to Britain. If Ethiopia wins, it will stir the pride of the African and urge him to oust the whites. If Ethiopia loses, it will stir revenge, and the effect will be the same. The 320 million dark-skinned people of India will be similarly affected, now or later. Whatever be the outcome of the threatened Italian aggression against Ethiopia, the world consciousness of the darker races against white exploitation has been intensified and will not subside. As General Herzog has said, it seems that a deeper and more cruel era of hate, ill will, and war than the world has ever known is about to begin. The avalanche is on its way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?